Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 27th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Amazon decided to reach down in their pockets and say, got $8.45 billion here. What do you want to do with it? Let's buy MGM. Yeah, why not? Yes, apparently Amazon has reached a deal to acquire the film and TV company of MGM, giving them one heck of an acquisition. And with that acquisition, they own a library of content from about 4,000 films and about 17,000 hours of TV. Obviously, the acquisition is part of making Prime a lot more, shall we say, attractive in the ever-competing streaming world. Now, there was rumors at the start of May that this could possibly happen, and then they kind of just went away. Then we heard on May 24th that the deal is very near. Apparently on the 25th, that's when Amazon decided to say, yeah, go ahead and write out that check. Don't want anybody to know just how many likes you got there on Instagram or Facebook. Well, if you don't want anybody to know just how low your count is, because I'm pretty sure that's what this feature is for, now you can hide those like counts. That's right, Facebook and Instagram, basically same company, have settled on an opt-in experience for hiding like counts to allow people to disable seeing them across all posts. So finally, now you'll have that option to hide those likes from the public. You know, meaning if you got like two. Now, the first option will be to hide all counts on all posts in your feed, and that'll be for both Instagram and Facebook. Then there's going to be a separate option that will allow you to hide your own likes to others, which I guess that one could be beneficial. Now, if you're going to look for these options today, not up yet, nah. Apparently, Facebook will get these controls up sometime in the next few weeks. Tidal is ready to follow in the steps of Spotify and even Deezer when it comes to the Apple Watch. They're now going to allow their subscribers to stream directly to Apple's wearable, or you can even download it for offline listening. Now, yes, like we said, Spotify, Deezer already part of this club, and apparently Tidal's feeling a bit left out. Though, it has to be said, Tidal is supposed to be known as the quality of audio streaming music, well, them and Qobuz, so it's not really a feature that most of its subscribers probably thought, yeah, what's the point? Awesome quality audio on Apple Watch. So, what kind of quality are you going to be getting on the Apple Watch from Tidal? 320? Nah. 128? Nah. Apparently, audio quality from Tidal will be limited to 96 kilobytes per second. And finally, you want to feel like it's 1995 all over again in your documents? Well, Google's going to let you feel that nostalgia. How do you feel it? Well, now you can place an image in front or behind text while editing a document. Yeah, just like those old websites way back in the 90s. So now when you click on an image, you'll be able to see the new feature in the image option sidebar and in the text wrapping toolbar. Now also in the new update, you'll be able to import or export Microsoft Word documents. And believe it or not, they'll actually keep the same formatting. In fact, according to Google, the new feature should also help you better customize your documents, and it really won't matter what applications you'll be using to do that. And this is actually one of those features that's been missing from Google Docs, if you want to use it or not. But most people have said, nah, I'm not going to worry about it because, hey, it's free anyways. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, is still located over there at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or on the Twitters at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way, of course, for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.